And I'm back. So I highly recommend Adobe Audition. It's a good piece of software, and it may not be everyone's bag, because I understand, I mean, it's expensive. I didn't have to pay for it, thanks to my employer, I mean, it's great. I'm never ever using Audacity again. That's for sure. Anyhow, I'm going to take a hit out of my bong here, which is crystal clean. I soaked it in the special solution, both the shaft and the bottom here, because it's got a percolator in the middle. And boy, do I not regret it. What a difference. Like, I mean, it's really, really clean, which is why I like having a clean pipe. You could tell about how the smoke comes out of it. One thing about smoking White Widow through a bong is it's got a very earthy taste to it. Very earthy taste, and I'm not a fan of earthy tasting weed, but I mean, that's what organic pot tastes like too, right? Well, that's it. I don't need more than that. Let me close my window so it doesn't freeze shut again like it did a couple of days ago. Or freeze open, rather. Wow, that tastes much better with everything being clean. I soaked everything in this thing. The ash catcher, the bowl, the stems, the everything. I soaked everything in the solution overnight. And then you can reuse the cleaning fluid. That's the other part, is you don't have to throw it out. You just remove it after and shake it a little bit, and all the gunk and residue just comes off, just dissolves. Then you give it a very nice rinse in the bathtub, and Bob's your uncle. It's very nice. I like it. I might take another hit later, but not right now. I also played some retro games, actually just now, because I'd never tried out the Donkey Kong Country 1 and 2 that Jason gave me. Thanks again for that. He's doing a little thing here, which I like, and I might join him on it. Basically, he wants to get into activism, into cannabis activism. And quite frankly, so do I, because I like this. I like doing this stuff. I'm perfectly sane doing it. I have been for many years, and I don't see why this should continue to be illegal and should continue to cost you, the taxpayer, money to quote-unquote fight, which you're not doing, especially in Canada. I mean, the RCMP's fighting a losing fight up in BC. They're literally outgrowing Big Bro. So, anyways, he calls it plant a seed, save the world, because cannabis, and especially hemp, much like how Jack Hare said, the great Jack Hare, if you don't know who he is, please look up The Emperor Wears No Clothes. And if you find that book, I want you to read it and educate yourself. Oh my god, I already had 4 minutes here. But yeah, he's calling it plant a seed and save the world. So I'm like, you know what, I might just go on the bandwagon with this, because you know what, I've always wanted to get into activism. And I believe it should be legal. And I'm not the kind of person who just sits there and doesn't know anything about stuff. So it sounds like it's right up my alley. What am I going to play next? I think I'm going to play some more Capcom versus SNK 2 on the PS3 here, since I do have it set up and everything. But, so until then, I will bid you all farewell. We're recording number 54 tomorrow with Philip. And, yeah, that's going down probably around 4:30 Eastern Standard Time. That's going to be fun. Anyhow, until next time, later.